Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor. As you have been told that we are from Jamaica, the land of wood and water. Really a joy for us to be in your company tonight. My wife is with me. She is Olive Joan Grant. And we have been ministering and have been superintendent in Jamaica now for the last 5 years. We're also directors of the New Vision and the City of Refuge Children's Home. And we're also pastoring a church in Jamaica that is called Old Harbor Assembly of God. But we are not that very busy. So we are blessed to be in your company, and thank you very much for having us, Pastor. It's really a joy. I trust that tonight that you will be able to understand just about every word that I will say. I will ensure that I speak slowly enough that you can understand me, and loud enough that you can hear me. If you can understand me and hear me, just say amen. Wow, some people still don't. If you can hear me and understand me, say amen. Wow, all right, I'm in good company then. All right. Okay, you for a few minutes tonight, I want to share with you from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 37. And the verses are 9 through 11. That's Genesis chapter 37. And the verses are 9 through 11. And it reads, speaking about Joseph, it declares, "And he dreamed yet another dream. And he told it to his brethren and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?" And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Tonight, for a few minutes, as I said, I want to share with you, and I wish to share on the topic, the five tests that every dreamer has to pass in order to have their dream or dreams realized. Again, the five tests that every dreamer has to pass in order to have their dream or dreams realized. Five tests. You know, somebody once asked the question as to what is life without a dream? What is life without a dream? You know, to some people, life without a dream is meaningless. While to others, life without a dream is dull. And yet to others, life without a dream is just boring and purposeless. But for many, life with a dream is exciting. Life with a dream is purposeful. Life with a dream is meaningful. And life with a dream is inspiring. You know, when you have a dream for your life, there are times when you just don't want to go to bed, because that dream can keep you up and it can keep you going even when the odds are against you. Because you have a dream, it doesn't matter what comes against you, you are going to keep on going, because life with a dream gives a purpose to your life. Life with a dream gives meaning to your life. You know, you will agree with me that Joseph's journey to become the prime minister of Egypt was a long one. But it was a life with a dream. You know, Joseph went through hatred. Joseph went through jealousy. Joseph went through betrayal. Joseph went through persecutions. Joseph went through loneliness. He went through trials, reproach, hardship, and imprisonment. He went through all of that. And all that he went through were not really from a human or physical standpoint, were good experiences. But they were all negative and bad experiences. But he went through all of these things because he had a dream. And therefore, that dream would have given him strength in the midst of trials, would have given him purpose in the midst of imprisonment, in the midst of persecution. Because he had a dream, he kept on going. I believe, like Paul, Joseph must have asked himself the question, what shall separate me from the love of God? I believe that he must have said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? But as it is written, for thy sake we are all killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ, who had loved us and who has given himself for us. It is because of him why we have this dream. And therefore, no persecution, no heartaches, no pain, no imprisonment, no hardship will separate us from this dream, this vision that we have in Christ Jesus. So we are going to stand in the good times, and we are going to stand in the bad times. We are going to stand when we have things to eat, and we are going to stand when we have nothing to eat. Because life with a dream gives meaning and purpose. And because of that, I'm going to stand, I'm going to go through. You will agree with me, as I said earlier on, that there were a number of things that happened to Joseph on the way. There are five important tests that Joseph went through with his dream before his dreams were realized. And likewise, if we are going to have our dreams realized, we too will have to stand these tests, and we too will have to pass these tests. But what are these tests? Number one, the first test that Joseph had to face and pass happened to be the test that is called the faith test. The faith test. But what was this faith test all about? It was a test in which Joseph had to maintain his faith and his belief in a dream that nobody else believed in. In other words, he had to believe in something that nobody else believed in. Not only that, he had to believe in it, but he had to maintain his vision, his dream, and his belief in this dream that everybody else was saying, you are crazy and you are mad. What do you do when nobody else believes in you? What do you do when nobody else believes in your vision? What do you do when nobody else believes in your dream? Here was Joseph, and everybody around him did not believe in his dream. Those around him, not only that they did not believe in his dreams, but they hated him and rebuked him because of his dream.
There comes a time when you and your dream will have to survive the test of time if you are going to go through and make it to the end of your day. Joseph, when he shared this dream with his daddy, the Bible tells us that his father rebuked him. There was no encouragement from friends. There was no encouragement from neighbors. There was no encouragement from his parents. There was no encouragement from his brethren. But yet this 17-year-old boy had to stand in the good times and in the bad times, all because there was a dream in his spirit and he knew that someday it shall come to pass. I say to you dreamers tonight, don't stop dreaming. It does not matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. I come to remind you, do not stop dreaming. And don't stop believing in your dream. It does not matter who stands against you. What you need to understand that if God be for us, then who can be against us? Ensure that your mind is made up and that your heart is fixed upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because once God is on your side, it does not matter how much pits they're going to throw you in. It doesn't matter how many times they're going to turn their back upon you. As long as you have Jesus on your side, you are going to make it. Because the devil is a liar. You have a power on the inside. You have the right person, amen, standing beside you, and you shall make it in the name of Jesus. So Joseph had to pass the faith test. He had to maintain his belief. He had to maintain his faith in a dream that nobody else believed in. Likewise, you too will have to believe in your dream. Because when all is said and done, if you don't believe in your dream, then who will? You know, the Bible reminds us, Jesus speaking to his disciples, and he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So Joseph faced the first test, and he was victorious. Because throughout everything, he stood and he believed in a dream that nobody else believed in. He was so much taken up with his dream that he was not afraid to share it with somebody else. My God, this was something that consumed him. He knew what he was talking about. He knew what he was about. And therefore, as a young man, he was able to stand before his parents and before his brethren. And he was able to say, I had a dream last night. And this was somebody who was not afraid of discouragement or disappointment or of rebuke or of hatred or lying, because he believed in his God. And if God is on our side, we are going to make it. Is that amen? Hallelujah. So he had to believe in a dream that nobody else believed in. And number two, the second test that Joseph had that we will have to face is what is called a patience test. Waiting. The waiting test. Now, for you to go to the waiting test, you must have faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because they that come to God must believe that he is. Hallelujah. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So every man in order to move from step one to step two, you have to have the faith of Job. You have to have the faith in God, a faith that can remove in mountains. So before Joseph could have gone on to test number two, he must pass test number one. He must have faith. And therefore he moved on to the patience test, which is really the waiting test. This is the wisdom to know that my dream may not be fulfilled tonight. It is the wisdom to understand that my dream may not be fulfilled tomorrow morning. It is a wisdom to understand that my dream may not be fulfilled next week. It is a wisdom to understand and that my dream may not be fulfilled next year or even 10 years down the road, but I still will maintain my faith in my dream. It will take a long time, but I'm still going to wait. It may take a long, long time, but I'm not going to give up. It may take a long, long time, but I will not become discouraged. It will take a long, long time, but I will not even become disappointed, because I know that one day it shall come to pass, because God is not a man that he can lie. His words are always a yea and amen, and whatever he has said, shall he not bring it to pass, and whatever he has started, shall he not complete it. He is your God and my God and our God. He is the all sufficient God, and it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody praise him in the house. Glory to God. So Joseph decided that, you know what happened? I've gotten this dream, and I've looked, there are days that might have come and passed, but I'm still going to wait. Hallelujah. I'm still going to wait, because they that wait upon God shall have their strength renewed, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary and walk and not faint. This was a young man who learned in new. He understood, if I'm going to get anywhere in God, I need to spend some time waiting on God. Hallelujah. So Joseph had his dream at age of 17, but it took him 13 years for the dreams to be fulfilled. As we look at the patience test, we must understand that one of the worst things that can ever happen to mankind is for us to get success before we are matured. Can I say it again? One of the worst things that can happen to any individual is for them to have a success before they are ready for success. I believe that in the patience test, and God was saying to Joseph, boy, I have great things in store for you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to place my hands upon your life. But this is not the time, because I need to break certain things in your life, in your heart. I want to bring you to a place where it's no more self, but you will see God high and exalted. I must take away pride out of your life. I must take away envy out of your life. I must take away backbiting spirit out of your life. I must take those chips off your shoulders. And when I get through with you, then I'm going to elevate you. So Joseph had to learn how to wait. You see, there are certain things in life, if we harvest them too early, they will not do us good. They will only do us harm. Are you understanding me? Now, back home in Jamaica, our national dish is called haki. A part of our national dish, I should say, is a fruit that is called aki. That is A-C-K-E-E. Aki. Now, aki is delicious. It is. I will go miles to get a dish of aki. But if aki is harvested when it is young, it is poisonous. It will kill you. So therefore, before you see the fruit, you know that it is going to be good, but you have to wait until it is ready. There are far too many of God's people who are not waiting until the blessing is ready. We want it, and we want it now. We can't wait for the right time to receive it. And there are times that devil will create fake miracles and fake blessings because he too sees our hearts and we are rushing ahead of God. But God brought Joseph to a place where Joseph must relax and wait upon God. It was not easy waiting. You know, when Joseph was going through this patience test, he was not in a nice AC room, and he had his juice and his water, and he had his steak, and he had his pork, and he had his rice, and he had his peas, or he had his beans, etc. No, while he was waiting until the dream, amen, is fulfilled, it was trials and heartaches and pain and imprisonment and hardship, but God kept him there for a purpose, because when God get through, you shall be elevated. Amen. God want to bring you to a place where the devil can't stop you. Your purposes might be delayed, but they can't be denied, because the power of God is upon your life. They may throw you into the pit, but you will not stay there, because God has his hands upon your life. You shall go places in God, because the dream of God is on the inside. So, the Bible, God does not want us to get wealth too early, or rather success too early. You know, in the book of St. Luke, we have read about the prodigal boy. He got his success before maturity. And when somebody gets success before maturity, they are going to mess it up. Are you understanding me? When somebody gets a success before maturity, they are going to mess it up. So that was not in God's intention. So Joseph had to pass the patience test. But test number 3 was what we call the strength test. So he had faith. Number 1, he passed the faith test. He had enough faith to believe in a dream that nobody else believed in. He passed the patience test in that he was willing to wait for 13 years for the dream to be realized. But he had to pass a strength test. The strength test is all about what is in you in the midst of your problems. What is in you? Now, people who get or draw their strength from external sources will never pass this test. Joseph passed this test not because he had cheerleaders cheering him on. Can you imagine when he was in the pit, there's nobody around to say, "Joseph, boy, you're going to make it someday." There are nobody on the sideline that were cheering, "Go, Joseph, go." There are no dancing girls and no flags waving. He was by himself in a pit. But what he had was on the inside. Because in the strength test, you need more than external encouragement for you to make it through your strength test. It calls for something on the inside. Because I don't know if you have been there. When you're going through your lonesome moment, when you're going through your valley experiences, and you love for somebody to cheer you up or to lift you up, but you look to the left and there was nobody to help you. You look to the right and there's nobody to help you. You look in front of you and there was nobody to help you. You look behind you and there's nobody to help you. But you look on the inside, you found the Christ in you who is the hope of glory. My God, you find the strength from the inside, and you can speak to your soul and say, "Soul, why art thou disquieted within me? I want you to hope in God." Hallelujah. Amen. Because every now and again we need to look on the inside for our strength. Joseph was so strong, they just could not keep him down. He was like a tennis ball. They threw him in the pit. They threw him in the pit, but they could not keep him down. He kept on bouncing back. They told lies on him, but he kept on bouncing back. Amen. He went through trials, but he kept on bouncing back. My God, they sent him to prison, but he kept on bouncing back. It didn't matter what they have done to him. He was just bouncing back because there was real power on the inside. My God, when you have the word on the inside, they may take you up and they may throw you down, but you are going to bounce right back, because greater is he that lives in you than he who lives in the world. Is that amen? Joseph had something on the inside. Paul reminds us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be what? Strong in the Lord. Because in the strength test, you are going to need something more than steak. You know what I'm talking about. In the strength test, you're going to need something more than turkey meat. I'm talking about the power of Almighty God. That when you stand by yourself, you keep on bouncing back, because there's power on the inside. So Joseph passed the strength test because of who and what he had on the inside. So, number one, he passed the faith test. He believed in his dream when nobody else believed in them. He passed the patience test. He was willing to wait 13 years for his dreams to be realized. He passed the strength test. He was rooted and grounded in God. He didn't have his daddy around. He didn't have his brothers around. There was no Levi or Simeon or Judah or Reuben or Gad or Issachar. He was all alone in a prison cell, but yet he was strong enough in his God. Oh, somebody praise him tonight. Hallelujah. He was able to stand. Therefore, he went on to his fourth test, which is the focus test. Now, but what is a focus test? The focus test speaks about, will you focus on your detractors or on your dream? Who will you focus on when you are doing and going through your problems? Will you focus more on your problems, or will you focus on your dream? Will you focus more on your limitations, or will you focus on your dreams? Will you focus more on the gainsayers, or will you focus on your dream? There are far too many people who have been given a dream by God, but your focus is wrong. People always say bad things about you, but will you focus on what they are saying, or will you focus on your dream? I believe that Joseph had enough baggage to focus on. I believe that Joseph could have spent his time in a prison cell and thinking about his brethren who had tried to destroy his life. He could have spent his time in that prison cell and thinking about how much they had sell him into slavery. I think that he could have spent his time in that prison cell and thinking about Potiphar and thinking about Mrs. Potiphar. I believe that he could have spent his time in that prison cell and thinking about the butler who had forgotten about him. But there comes a time when you have to lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset you, and keep your eyes upon Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. And there are far too many people, you are where you are because you are not focusing on your dream. You are not focusing on the King of Kings, on the Lord of Lords. You are not focusing on your liberator, on your redeemer, but you are focusing on people. You are focusing on problems. You are focusing on those who have stabbed you in the back and those who have spoken and bad things about you. But God is saying, you need to lift your eyes in from the people and start seeing God. Oh, hallelujah. We have to start seeing God. So here was Joseph. He had enough baggage to derail and divert him from his course. He had sibling resentment. He had abandonment, false accusation, and imprisonment. He had enough to keep him trapped. But the boy kept his eyes on Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to in the house tonight, but God is saying you need to keep your eyes on him. You have cried long enough about those who have hurt you, those who have refused you, those who have spoken bad things about you, and you are just going around the mountain every single day and you are not making any progress. And God is saying, leave vengeance to me, and I want you to keep your eyes upon me. I want you to focus on the vision I place in your spirit. I want you to focus on the dream I place in your heart, because, amen, your latter day, they shall be great. You are not finished as yet because I've placed my hands upon your life. You are anointed for purpose, and there are greater things that you shall and will accomplish because you have taken your eyes of that which is meaningless, and you have placed your eyes and you are focusing upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Joseph had to focus. Let me close with this last point tonight. So Joseph, again, he passed all four tests, but he came to the final test. And this test is called the ready test. The ready test. Joseph had waited for over 13 years to see the fulfillment of his dreams. What a shame it would have been if, when the time came, he was not ready. He was not ready. He had passed the faith test. He believed in a dream that nobody else believed in. He had passed, amen, he had passed the patience test. He held on to a dream for 13 years and refused to give up even in the times of discouragement. He had passed the strength test. He remained rooted and grounded in his faith and his God amid the temptations, betrayal, loneliness, and the struggles of life. He was strong in the midst of pain. He maintained everything and remained strong in God. He passed the focus test. He kept his eyes on the dream and not on the detractors. Finally, he had to face the ready test. After he had been through so much, was he ready? But what is it that God was looking for to determine if Joseph was ready to be promoted from prison to the palace? What was God looking for? You know, in the book of Samuel, we have read, it tells us that man looketh at the outward appearance. But God, he looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. How many of us, after we had been through so much, would be in a position to pass the ready test? For Joseph to be ready, he had to let go of bitterness and unforgiveness. To pass this test, your experiences must not make you bitter, but your experiences must make you better. There are far too many of us, our experiences have made us
bitter. But God wants us to allow our experiences to make us better. So therefore, Joseph had to forgive his brothers who sold him into slavery. He had to forgive Mrs. Potiphar who told a wicked lie on him. He had to forgive Mr. Potiphar who sent him to prison. He had to forgive the butler whose dream he had interpreted, but yet the butler forgot about him. Joseph had to cleanse himself to be ready in order for God to take us to a new place, in order for God to take us to a greater place, in order for God to give us more of his power and more of his anointing. Our life must be right. Our hearts must be right. We have to let loose our bitterness, and we must allow our experiences to make us better and not bitter. It does matter what has been done in the past. We have to lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us, and we must run the race with patience that is set before us. We must look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he despised the shame, endured the cross, and now he sits at the right hand of God and is making intercession for my sins and for your sins. We have to pass the ready test. But are we ready to go to another level? The truth is, sometimes the race is rough. But thank God, our daddy is always ready to take us across the line. There's a video I want us to look at as we close tonight. Look at it and let it minister to us as we watch the heart of our Father taking us across the line in order to pass that ready test. Hallelujah. Okay, can we have that video, please? Then my wife will come and just pray over the congregation with the pastor. Amen.